Hey guys, welcome to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got a great guest lined up today, Don Nikoloff. Interesting guy. He's got his own radio show out in Ohio, and turns out he's a regular listener to this show, and I guess other shows on RBN. But we'll be talking about all kinds of different little tidbits, what's going on in the world today, and where we see things going. We'll be bringing him up just after the first break. First, I want to mention, guys, this tasering incident down in Florida on Monday is very significant, something to pay a close attention to. Supposedly, they're going to launch a investigation, and they're going to straighten everything out. You know, as always, it looks like this investigation is going to be done by a certain select few behind closed doors. The students at the university there are not going to be allowed to attend. The eyewitnesses to this charade are not going to be able to give their input. A great many of the students there are outraged. I actually interviewed on another network. I filled in for a friend of mine yesterday on a show he does, and interviewed the head of she's like the secretary of the, you know, the student public relations group. And, you know, that's what she's majoring in. Boy, she's poised to get a real good job. She knows how to, you know, she's just exonerating the campus police and making it out as though, oh, they did what they had to do. He was asking for it. He was a troublemaker. And it's so scandalous because here's a guy that hadn't done anything except open his mouth and expose the Kerry Bush love affair and how, you know, he never questioned the 2004 election results. And, you know, so this is what happens. The guy, you know, gets tasered, and they're trying to say now that he was kicking and resisting arrest, and you know, you don't see that on the video. Obviously, they must have seen the video and realized that, hey, we can pretty much say anything we want because you can't see anything. There's a bunch of people standing in the way. You can hear them screaming. But, you know, it's going to be one of those deals where the police report is going to be used to determine what happened. They're not going to ask students who were there and saw what happened. It's unbelievable. The point is, whether he kicked or not doesn't matter. They had no reason to grab him, to rough him up. They did rough him up before he ever did anything, that's for sure. You can see them grabbing him, you know, clearly without cause. And anyway, you know, this is something that it's just an outrage, guys. It's not an isolated incident. It's been going on all over the country hundreds of times, if not thousands. You know, senior citizens, earlier this year, a young black man was killed because he had heart trouble. And we're talking 50,000 volts of electricity. You know, it's torture. That's what it is. It's torture. And it's not used to save lives or to prevent police from getting injured by someone who's going off the handle. They're using it for every little thing, you know, every opportunity they can get. There were six heavily armed, I might add, but you know, if they weren't armed, it doesn't matter. There were six of them, one of him, six campus police, you know, against this one guy. I mean, we're talking four out of the six. Each one could have held an arm and a leg, and that would have left two of them free. There's no way that, that there was justification for using that taser. It's just a complete fraud, and you know, people don't start standing up and protesting this and demanding that it stop. They're just going to keep escalating it, guys. Nazi Germany coming at you. All right, short break. Be right back with our guest.
Hmm. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I guess we do have our guest. We're doing something new today. Usually my guests, not usually, they're always on the telephone. I might be on Skype, but they've always, up till now, been on the phone. Something new for my show, anyway. I guess other shows do it. But we've got Don Nikoloff here on Skype doing a conference call. So hopefully Skype will behave itself today. As my listeners know, many of you anyway, I've had some problems with Skype in the past. So let's keep our fingers crossed on this one. Anyway, with no further ado, let me introduce Don Nikoloff. Again, he's got a show out in Ohio that he does, very similar to this one here, investigating all sorts of mysteries regarding all sorts of subjects, not just politics, but particularly politics, because, again, and there's just so much crazy stuff happening in the political world. How can you not talk about it? People need to be alerted to what's going on. So how's it going this morning, or this afternoon, I should say, as far as our time zone goes? How's it going, Don?
It's going fine, Charlie. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I can't complain. Great weather here. I hope you got the same there.
Today it's pretty nice, yes. We've had the unusual weather like everyone else around the country, the chemtrails followed by storms and flooding and all that. Other than that, it's a great day.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I hope we're having another nice winter coming. They actually said in the Farmer's Almanac, for all that's worth, that we're going to have another mild winter this year. Well, we can only hope. last year was unbelievable. Two snowstorms the whole winter, and you can't even call them storms. I think we only got like 2 or 3 inches. I've never seen anything like that my whole life. And the first storm we got wasn't until February 14th, Valentine's Day. All November, December, January, and halfway through February, no snow. It's incredible. Well, you know, unfortunately, everybody else everywhere on the planet pretty much is getting just horrific weather. But so far here in New England, we've been getting by pretty good. I don't know if that's going to last, but, you know, if this is a result of the little high-tech harp toys, well, I guess we've been spared so far. I don't know. I hope that – well, that could be because Daddy Bush is up in Maine. Maybe he ordered good weather for himself and the heck with everybody else. Anyway, enough on that. Let's hey, what do you think of this Florida thing? You know, the student there getting tasered.
Well, that's that reminds me of the event that occurred in front of the Lincoln Memorial a couple of months ago, if you remember that one.
No, I remember the Berkeley thing. It was another student who...
Yeah, and there was one in Berkeley as well, in the library.
Yeah, but what was the one you just mentioned? I wasn't familiar with that.
Well, there was a protest. There were some people who were climbing up on the Lincoln Memorial, hanging banners, and... of course, the police had to come in and arrest everybody, so it was pretty chaotic. Nothing in the media, though. It was online. I guess you could probably Google Lincoln Memorial and find it.
It's funny how these things happen all the time, and you almost never hear about it. In fact, the only ones that have made the mainstream media has been this one the other day and, of course, the Berkeley thing last year. But the truth is, this stuff happens every day, all the time, all over the place. And it doesn't just involve young, healthy, spry males. We're talking ailing seniors, young kids, 13 years old, for example, people with heart trouble who have died. I don't think people realize just how severe the taser weapon is. And it is a weapon. I'll call it a torture device. And, you know, we used to have a thing called the Constitution that protected American people from cruel, unusual punishment, and that's certainly what this is. And I'd have to wonder what it was that this guy was getting, quote, punished for, and, you know, the guy at Berkeley, for that matter, or you just mentioned the Lincoln Monument. What was their crime that warranted being punished? You know, was there a threat to the lives of these officers in these instances where they used the taser? No. How could there be?
I think part of it has to do, you recall the Rodney King incident in Los Angeles years ago.
Yeah.
The, you know, the batons that they have, you know, their nightsticks, billy clubs, whatever you want to call them, caused such an outrage that they had to come up with a new device. Well, this is one that sort of desensitizes the public because most of us have not been hit by such a weapon. And so they figure, well, with the outrage and the disapproval of the use of force that you witness with a billy club, this is something where the officer is not waving his arms about and hitting the person on the head. 50,000 volts, and boom, they're down.
Oh, it's just so easy. It's so convenient. Just pull that little toy out. And, you know, why wait until... they actually strike you. Get them first. It's fun, and it'll make sure that you don't, you know, scratch your nails up. You just got manicured. These pretty boys, of course, you know, have those baby butt smooth hands, and they don't want to have to get them dirty or bruised or calloused, you know. We'll just pull out that nice little toy there, and it's fun. It's fun to push that power around. You know, not that they all do this, of course, but there's... You know, there's a growing number of cops that are like this. And, of course, you put that kind of power in their hands, and naturally they're going to use it or misuse it, abuse it. And this is what we're seeing. You know, they don't use this as a last resort. They need to treat this like a gun because it is a weapon and it can be deadly. And even if it's not deadly, it packs one heck of a wallop that, again, amounts to nothing but torture. And, you know, they're saying it doesn't cause internal damage, but we really don't know that because it's only been in use for, what, just a few years now. And there's been no long-term studies done on it to see what effects it could or couldn't have. You know, the heart, for example, operates with electrical discharges. So does the brain, for that matter. And when you're pumping that kind of electrical charge through the body, there's no telling what kind of effects it's going to have, especially if you do have heart trouble. If it doesn't kill you immediately, what kind of effect is it going to have? You know, this is it's just absolutely sinister, and it's got to stop. Unfortunately,
I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah, I mean, there's no justifying this on any grounds. I interviewed the spokesman for the, you know, the student body there. She's like the PR relations person yesterday, and you know, she was just totally puckering up and watering this thing down and making it out like, you know, the campus police were doing what they should have done, and you know, that he asked for it, and how could he have asked for it? He didn't do anything.
I didn't hear that in the audio whatsoever, him asking for it. In fact...
I know, exactly. No, they come over and they grabbed him, and they were roughing him up.
The use of force, as I understand it, against someone who's being arrested or detained, whatever you want to call it, should be to protect the officers, not indiscriminate attack. You know.
Exactly. And they were not being threatened at all. They couldn't have been. I mean, this guy was disarmed. They do that before they come in. He had, you know, they made sure that he had nothing on him. He didn't have a gun, didn't have a knife, nothing. I don't think he even had an Al-Qaeda plastic airplane hijacking knife. But anyway, he had nothing on him, and there were six of them. Six of them and one of him. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. This is, not only should any charges they're alleging to launch against him be dropped, but there should be charges put against them. That's a criminal act. I don't care how you define. Go ahead.
Well, I was listening, actually. I didn't say anything. If I made a comment about the whole event, you know, those who are pushing to get the cameras in the courtrooms and at these public events, this was filmed. This is... And it's been shown repeatedly, but it's been shown in light of this individual being arrested. But we should still pass this thing around. This is an opportunity for those that are pushing to have the cameras in the courtrooms and the public hearings, you know, in order to publicize what really goes on in these events, and maybe put our own narration underneath or on top of it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if there was a video of Amaja Binadad Trinidad, whatever the heck his name is there, you know, some of his thugs doing this to Iranians, oh, they'd leap on that and they'd blast out all over the news. Look how evil they are. Look what they do to the poor Iranians over there. Look how barbaric their law enforcement techniques are. But, you know, that's done here, and somehow, it's okay. They're just... doing what is expected of them. They're protecting the students. Or as Bill O'Reilly put it the other night, he's a wuss. It's not so bad getting tasered. All right, Bill, come here. Let me try a taser out on you. Of course, I've always had a fantasy of tasering him anyway. But, you know, I mean, what? I just marvel at the gullibility of anybody who listens to anything that bozo says. But especially, you know, justifying the use of a taser weapon when the guy hadn't done anything but just simply verbalized a few statements that I think 90% of the rest of us wish we were there and said the same thing. You know, he's only voicing the disgust that the rest of us have. Yeah, Mr. Kerry, why didn't you contest the results of that election? Why didn't you push for impeachment of this scoundrel when you say that, you know, you don't like this Iraq war, we need to get out of there? Why aren't you doing anything? Could it be related, Mr. Kerry, to the fact that, you know, you and Bush are fraternity buddies there in your little skull and bones group? Of course, he didn't answer that question. Neither did he say anything in defense of this guy when he was being hauled away and tasered. Didn't, you know, people would say, oh, he's Massachusetts Senator. He has no jurisdiction down there. Doesn't matter. As a politician, all he had to do was say, gentlemen, please, you know, let him go. He hasn't done anything. They would have. They would have done it.
He stood there smiling.
Yeah, of course. He probably winked at him or something and gave him a signal to haul him off for all we know. I'm sure that's arranged ahead of time. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. We've got our guest here. Actually, Don, why don't you give us a little background of yourself, you know, how you got into Patriot Radio and, you know, what alerted you to government corruption, how you first became aware of what's really going on in Washington as opposed to what we're told by the mainstream media.
Well, my background is in music, Charlie. Music production, composition, performance. I've even taught. And as anyone who's studied music knows that eventually you gain sort of an ability to connect the dots. You do that with music. And if you can transmute that into research, then you may have an advantage over the average researcher. Or even journalist. And, you know, I didn't consider myself to be a journalist nor a researcher, but I used the skills that I got for music. And, I was just watching what was going on and it didn't feel right. It didn't seem right. And I had read, the Creature from Jekyll Island, the G. Edward Griffin classic about how the Federal Reserve was formed. And I, wanting to see what the underlying circumstances were that this was even possible. I mean, you don't just come over to the United States and go to a secret island and take over a country through the economic system. There had to have been some concerted effort, and that word concerted, you know, is a word that we have in music, too.
A conspiracy.
Well, no, I'm not speaking conspiracy, even though it was, but I'm just saying putting the little pieces in place. It's like putting a puzzle together. So I went back before the Federal Reserve. In fact, what I did, I thought there must be a record of these guys coming over to this country, and it would be in the shipping records. So I began investigating the passenger manifests and passenger records, and lo and behold, I found out that Mr. Paul Warburg had come to the United States as early as 1903, and he declared himself to be a banker, and interestingly, he was an American on his first trip to the United States, and I found that very hard to believe because I understood he was a German citizen born in Hamburg. And yet he had a New York address at 3 East 82nd Street, New York. And I mean, there was no question. So instantly, I saw complicity on the part of our immigration officials. In fact, the Germans bragged that they would, in secret documents that have since surfaced, that they would bribe everybody they had to with gold. And you see this reflected in the manner in which these individuals who are in the top few lines of the first class lists, they were not asked the specific questions about how much money they had in their pocket. Do they speak English? Do they have any disabilities, any distinguishing marks? What is their height, their weight? Most of these things were carried out by the immigration officials anyway. You just don't take someone's word that they're 5'1", especially when they come from a metric system of measurement, and they were not experts at converting centimeters into feet and inches. So there was
a little slide rule.
there was a routine that went on, and you can see this in the movie The Godfather when Vito Corleone first comes to the United States and he's put into quarantine and. They actually just give him a name based on where he's from. So that recklessness and that complicity of the immigration officials was rather suspicious. So I began researching how these bankers came over. The first trip that I investigated was this 1903 trip. And incidentally, Harry Sachs of Goldman Sachs was traveling with Mr. Warburg.
So I found
that to be rather revealing. You see,
cozy.
They're even involved in the corruption today, at this very moment.
The same family names, you mean?
Goldman Sachs, yes.
Yeah, oh, sure. Of course. Yeah, it's a cozy little relationship going on between big government and big business called fascism.
Yeah. Now, this was the plan for those that aren't really familiar with the concept of the Federal Reserve. It was a plan to establish a central bank that would control this country and eventually give them the leverage to shut this country down, to take it over.
Right.
And we're witnessing that now. So, my interest was in getting to the bottom of how they put these people in place. Now, what was revealed to me is that people who were claimed to have been Americans and born in New York City, I use James Loeb as an example, were proven by their own statements that they were also Germans, that they were not American citizens. But because Harvard University put Loeb on the cover page on their website of the Loeb Classic Library, saying that he was the founder, they had a nice little story concocted, and no one really looked into the veracity of it.
Yeah, today you can have dual citizenship with the U.S. and Israel. There's no problem. Wide sure. Open door for you. You can even hold high office in security positions. All right, another short break, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Safely leave it through. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Talking with Don Nikoloff, another radio show host in Ohio, doing Patriot Radio. Before the break, I'm trying to think where we left off now.
Well, we were talking about these bankers.
Yes, our good friends who brought us our private for-profit banking industry that most Americans have no clue. You know, isn't it interesting? You can get a PhD in economics, and you'll never know that the Federal Reserve is, in fact, a private for-profit agency that has nothing to do with the federal government, that there are no reserves. It's not federal. The Federal Reserve. Unbelievable. Like grape nuts, you know? No grapes, no nuts. Lots of nuts in the Federal Reserve system, though. I mean, you know, it's like Patriot Act. Well, at least part of it is right. It is an act. It's a big show. But there's nothing patriotic about it. What a scam. I'm telling you, the little word games. New Freedom Initiative. Boy, that harkens back to the Wilson days who brought us the Federal Reserve. New Freedom. He liked that term, too. Wrote a book called New Freedom. If it's a new freedom, folks, it tells you the old freedom is gone. They're bringing you a new one now. Oh, and boy, is it ever better than before, isn't it? If your name is Rockefeller, it's better anyways. Not better for us. Oh, boy. But anyways, yeah, so these scoundrels met on a train. to draft up the Federal Reserve back in 1910. And they were told not to use their real names, to use fictitious names. You know, some of them had disguises. They were to tell nobody where they were going, what their purpose was. It was totally, you know, secretive. And, yeah, they met to draft up what became our central banking system. Anyway, I see we got a call. We got Mike from Pennsylvania. You there, Mike? Hello, Mike. I guess Mike isn't there. Are you still there, Don?
Yes, I am.
I don't know you guys hear me?
Ah, there he is. Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Hey, greetings from Northwest Pennsylvania, gentlemen.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Greetings.
Charles, thank you for having Don on, because I've heard him in the past, and he's not afraid or intimidated to put it on the line. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
And I greatly commend you on your good eye for these upper atmospheric sprayings and the low sprayings that they do, because even in February, Don, as you have probably seen, being a man that puts the dots together, there's this haze in the air. And people think, oh, it might be summer haze, but I'll tell you what, guys, this stuff is here in midwinter from those jets. And Don, are you familiar with Mike Castle out of Columbus, Ohio area?
No, I'm not, actually.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Tell me about
it. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Stadmiller interviewed him this last winter, okay? It was right before the Edna Lane Brown debacle there. And we're just about right during that time. But if you, oh my goodness, Don, go through the archives and get that interview. You will absolutely be enlightened. And he's right down the road from you there in Ohio. It's, you've got Mike Castle, you've got Tom Bearden, and there's another gentleman that's, oh, Mr. Clifford Carnicom. Of course, you're
yes.
familiar with that.
Yes,
but,
yes.
And another thing, guys, is like, this is almost like waking up into some type of a daymare with the Fourth Reich, because it seems as though they used to like to use the pharmaceutical industry heavily to their advantage. And who funded the Third Reich? I think we all kind of know who was backing the Third Reich there.
A daymare. I like that one.
Yes, yes. No, this is just like this is a daymare. You pretty much wake up every day and it's a spray day. And I do believe they're funding this stuff through the increased fuel prices.
Well, the World Bank is behind it. You can presume that the Council on Foreign Relations is funding this to some extent. In fact, that may be where the Hurricane Katrina money is going. By the way, Mike.
They're raping and pillaging us from every direction. I mean, look what they did after 9/11. A lot of people still don't realize what was going on there. They stole trillions of dollars in people's retirement funds and investment plans, and they blame 9/11 for it. I mean, 60%, 70% loss people were taking in their funds. They were just digging in, plain
There's
and simple.
There's some new evidence that's come out regarding chemtrails, and this is via one of the Morgellons victims. It's actually a lady who had called in to one of the RBN shows several months ago, and she was asking a particular guest who was supposed to be an expert on chemtrails what caused Morgellons, and this guest was unwilling to talk about it. And I had called into the show, and someone else called in, an herbologist. And this lady actually looked at the secretions from the sores that she had from the Morgellons and found fly larvae within it. So this lady actually had flies breeding within her body. And what's interesting is if you go out on your lawn, and it doesn't matter, front lawn, back lawn, if you have a pretty healthy lawn, take your hands and spread the...
Oh, boy, we're having Skype trouble.
I'm
keep fading
here.
In and out, Don. Yeah, oh. I can hear you, but you're breaking. Hopefully, yeah.
Okay. Would you like me to repeat that?
Yeah, if you could.
Okay, if you take your hand and just sort of move the blades of grass around, you'll see these little white flies. They're actually smaller than ash flies that you might find on the bottom of rose leaves or vegetation in your garden. And these flies also carry parasites. Now, they put red corpuscles in the chemtrails. That's one of the things that they add there. And my presumption is that with the nano-sized polymers and this moisture that they put in the chemtrails themselves, that this serves as some sort of food for these flies. These flies are traceable to both South America and Africa.
And could perhaps the flies be the actual vector?
Very possibly, but you know they've found anthrax and tuberculosis and bubonic plague in these as well. So,
well, gentlemen, I'll tell you what: if we can't link up the funding behind this through the increased gasoline and diesel fuel prices, we do know that the American Lung Association is using secondhand smoke for a cover for the side effects of these upper atmospheric sprays. Absolutely.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, anybody who denies this or says, no, the government isn't doing that, they wouldn't do that. I mean, give me a break. Snap out of it and get with the program. You know how many things they've been doing?
Charles,
even worse
up
than this.
Yeah, Charles, wake up and smell the chemtrails. That's right.
I mean, come on. They've been experimenting on us for decades, people. They've been dumping poisons in the air,
in subway systems. And wouldn't it be right up the Fourth Reich's alley to use some sort of diabolical thing as this, would it not, gentlemen?
Yes,
yeah,
you're absolutely
right. This is the government
that
recruited Nazi scientists and doctors, the Mengele type that was experimenting on people and making lampshades out of human skin, okay? These people were given amnesty from the Nuremberg trials to join with the CIA and help them develop those same kind of sinister, deviously evil chemical and biological weapons here for use by our government. And they have been using them all over the place.
Well,
you know, they're going after...
Oh,
supposedly
hey.
Going after countries that have weapons of mass destruction, which they don't, of course, and yet they're amassing more weapons of mass destruction than any other country on the planet. In fact, all the other countries combined. Go ahead.
Charles, you sound like you're in a tin can on this end of the line, and Don sounds really good. I just wanted to point that out. Maybe they're at the home base in Round Rock. They need to make an adjustment. Or like you said, it was the Sykes or Skies or something problem.
No, I am in a tin can. We can't afford housing up here in Massachusetts anymore.
Well,
hey, if I could recommend a book to you, I had this gentleman on my show several months ago, and he's written a book that goes all the way back to 1995. It's called Bacteriological Warfare. The author is Dr. Larry Wayne Harris. And you can get the book through Millennial Technologies. And Google Millennial Technologies, and you will find the link. I don't have all the information
right
here. But
he almost sounds like he would be in line with Peter Khawaja.
Well, he's a bacteriological scientist, microbiologist.
Right. One of the ones they haven't murdered yet?
And he's in Columbus, Ohio, by the way. He worked at Ohio State University. And he talked about this. He was sounding alarms as far back as 1995.
Right.
One of his associates at the school, when he was going for his doctorate, was an Iraqi woman who communicates with him now. And she talks about the plans that they have to unleash all of these bacteriological weapons on the United States. So this is an international conspiracy.
Well, Charles, I thank you so much for having Don on today. And, Don, if you kindly would, go back in the archives. John Stadmiller interviewed Mr. Mike Castle, and he's an environmental scientist, and he even put a petition there to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and publicly spoke on the base and said, you know what, guys, here's the paperwork, and you really need to stop with what you're doing. It because the you become more sensitive after you even breathe this polymer junk in. Yeah, Don, if you would, check the archives out with the interviews that John had this last winter, and his name is Mike Castle. Charles, thank you so much, and you boys stay happy, and we're going to have to see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. It's like watching a horror movie. This one you can't turn off, though. Oh, boy. But, you know, you go through the list of criminal activities this government has been involved in, targeting innocent civilians, you know, citizens. I hate that word, civilians. Anybody's ever looked into MKUltra? I mean, God help us. We're talking about 100,000 victims, none of which gave their consent. You know, it was done without their knowledge or consent. And I'm going to do a whole show on that sometime, folks. It's just unbelievable, the stuff that people were subjected to. And you know who they targeted mostly in the program? They wanted to get them when they were real young kids. Young kids. Tortured them.
That's what they're doing
today. Molested them. I mean, you name it. I don't even want to go into it. In fact, when I do the show, I'm going to have to be careful how I talk about it, because it's so incredibly disgusting that I don't even know if I can stomach mentioning some of the stuff they did. But this is all documented. There's been testimonies given before Congress. Congress has looked into it and confirmed it, that this did happen. And it's just unbelievable. And so when people say, oh, the government would never do that, I mean, give me a break. They've been doing this stuff for decades. Decades. It's admitted. Oh, not only have they not stopped, they're escalating it. Every year that goes by, they just get more and more bold. I mean, look at 9/11. And I'll tell you, the fact that the perpetrators still walk the streets, nothing's been done about it. I mean, you know, most of the country now knows that that whole story is a fraud. The government's fingerprints are all over it. Nothing's getting done about it, though. So you know what? The apathy of the American public not doing or saying anything is giving them the green light to go ahead with more and even worse events like this. I mean, they're telling you. The next one's going to be a major casualty-producing event. It's going to be far worse. Of course it is. You know, it's like the mass murderers, when they interview them in prison, they all admit that when they first began, it was hard. You know, the first murder they did, it wasn't easy. It was draining on their conscience. The second one was a little easier. Third one, by the fourth, fifth, sixth, it's just routine. It's no worse than, you know, putting a knife through butter to spread your toast with. They have no conscience after a while. And that's how it is with the government, guys. These thugs, as they do it more and more, it gets more and more easy. Of course, they had to work their way up to 9/11 by attacking, you know, foreign countries and slaughtering people there. So by the time 9/11 came along, it was pretty much routine for them. That was something new, though, as far as mass casualty of Americans right here in American soil. But they had already been desensitized to that by sending our men off to die in foreign wars. So, you know, that was really nothing for them. Now they've reached a new level, gotten more bold. Hey, look at this. We've done it overseas before, but now we can do it right here under their noses. And they still don't even see. I mean, look at Katrina. Look what they got away with Katrina. Right here, right under your nose. Thousands died. We'll never know how many, but, you know, they prevented people from getting out and getting help. They wouldn't let help get in. That went on for 8 days. God knows how many died as a result of that. And nobody did anything about that. Nobody said anything about that. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. Hate to sound like a gloom and doomer here, Don, but I mean, you gotta.
It's the truth.
It's the reality. Truth. Yeah, it's the reality of what we're dealing with here. These guys are absolute mass murdering, lying thieves, and they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And don't think that, you know, even if we do have an election next year, if they don't stage another major fake attack and cancel the election like they're already talking about doing, you know, don't think little Shillery Hillary is going to save your day. She's one of them. She's one of the little lap dogs. Quite frankly, I think she's more scary than Bush. What do you think, Don?
Well, she made her mark during Clinton's presidency. Actually, even his governorship in Arkansas, there was enough finagling going on with the Madison Guarantee, and you had Mina, you know, the drug shipments going through there, and her fling with Whitewater and Vince Foster, and then the Children's Defense Fund, and she's been in the thick of the Wantagate embezzlement herself,
mm-hmm.
with three administrations.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's we need to clean the house completely. I mean, what can I say?
Yeah,
we can spend the rest of the show on that.
I think Hillary as president to me has got to be the most scary thought. You know, women can be the most tender, endearing, loving people on the planet, like my current girlfriend, just all heart, you know. But then you get ones like my ex-wife who remind me of the Nazi concentration camp guards, the female guards. I mean, they had absolutely no conscience, no hint of – I mean, they were just – they were more scary than the male guards. The male guards had – you know, a little bit of compassion that, you know, they could be reasoned with. But the female guards, they were just, you know, it's just unbelievable. And that's what I think of Hillary as, just this heartless, cold, calculating, evil little wretch. And I think this nation's going to be even in more trouble under her if she gets in than we are under Bush right now. She strikes me as that type, you know, the just calculatingly evil, sinister, heartless. God help us, boy. I don't know. But then again, is Giuliani going to be any better? Or Obama? They scare the daylights out of me, too. They're all IPAC whores, by the way, as I'm sure you know.
So
What's the difference? All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with some more great news about this wonderful regime we have in Washington.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by radio host Don Nikoloff, talking about our wonderful neocon friends here. Don, any news on the stand down? Was that just over the weekend? Is it, in fact, still going into this week? Or
We had that stand down that was supposed to have occurred on the 14th, and that was supposed to.
Friday.
cure the protocols about shipping nuclear arms. But the one factor that keeps getting left out of the whole story is the fact that for that to have occurred, it had to have been authorized. So someone ordered those weapons to be transferred. Now, they claim that they were going to be dismantled in Texas. To me, flying from North Dakota to Texas is a shorter route than flying to Louisiana and then to Texas. I went and read the actual description of the Department of Energy and how they transport nuclear weapons, and they claim that they don't transport them in multiplicity. In other words, you wouldn't have two together. I guess that means you could have six together.
I ordered them to my ranch. I want to put on a fireworks show for a cookout I'm going to have.
So I haven't heard anything other than there had been some rumors. Evidently, some individuals had died before this happened associated with that base.
Yeah, about a half a dozen, I understand. Some more coincidences, huh?
But interestingly, one individual and his wife died in a motorcycle accident, and they had just received a new motorcycle, and this individual is part of the shipment. It remains to be seen. People are speculating that maybe he got this motorcycle for keeping his mouth shut, and then when they had to quiet this thing down, it was time for him to have an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new motorcycle, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Who knows? Now, what's interesting about Minot headquarters this is the Air Force Base in North Dakota. That is the headquarters for the 91st Space Wing, which is interesting. And these warheads were mounted on cruise missiles, which were attached to the pylons of this B-52H bomber. Why you would arm a plane like that? Now they say,
why would you have a stand down in the midst of what's supposed to be this high alert, orange alert?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I am not an expert on how these things are wired. They claim that they were not wired.
Really? Hey, you qualify then. Why don't you call Bush? He's got a job for you in a high security position.
But
that's prerequisite, not to have experience or knowledge of the subject area that you're going to be working in.
Yeah.
But you got to pucker up, though. Are you going to pucker up?
Yeah, when I play the trumpet. Yeah. They say, well, you know, there was no danger in that. Well, I don't know. What would happen if you shoot down a B-52 carrying six nuclear weapons? What if it crashes?
Well, there's no danger in having wide open borders when you're fighting a war on terror either, apparently.
I guess as long as the plane doesn't crash into a 110-story building, you're safe.
Yeah. All right, guys, there's that sound again. Get another break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent internet.